the genesis of Riverdance, if you could give us where it kind of evolved from, how it actually came about. I'm really interested to hear that.
Well, I think in many ways, Riverdance was grounded in the future. And I think those of us who worked in it were always more interested in the future than the past, even though, strangely, it took from our culture and our history and our tradition. It was a futuristic piece of work for its time, and maybe that's one of the reasons why it still remains popular today, almost 25 years on. Bill Whelan and John were working together on the Cage of Eels, the celebration of the Mayo Cage of Eels, in the National Concert Hall. John was producing it. They were looking for talent who had connections with Mayo. They got Gene Butler, Michael Flatley separately, Paddy Maloney actually from the Chieftains, and Paddy Glacken, who at the time when they were ringing around looking for, you know, musicians or talent from Mayo. So I was in the audience that night and I saw both of them dance separately. And I thought, I was making documentaries in RT at the time, and I thought, gosh, that's really, really interesting interpretation of Irish dance. So I sought out Michael Flatley and was discussing making a documentary on the evolution of Irish dance with him when I got the phone call to produce the Eurovision, and it sort of went from there.
Okay, so it was a kind of a parallel project.
Yeah, maybe never made the documentary.
To the Eurovision, and then you decided to maybe interfuse it within...
I thought this was a much better platform, yeah. For Irishness than, I mean, even though... It was actually this morning when I was doing a documentary or an interview for a documentary, and those of you who are filmmakers or work in the arts will be really envious of this. An American company who are making an IMAX documentary in 3D on the subject this time is Ireland and Irish culture, and they had a budget of 10 million and they had 40 days filming in Ireland.
God.
It'll be broadcast or screened in 2020.
So where were they in the early days of Tyrone Productions and whatnot? Not to be had, no?
No.
So just going back to Riverdance for a second, and again, we won't spend all day on it because I know you've been asked a million times how much you've made from it, but I wouldn't ask you that. So, see, look, that's how you get silence if you want to get the silent treatment. So we won't ask you that, we won't, but we can just maybe think about that for a minute. But what I did want to ask
think
you
away,
was...
Think away, Bobby, think away.
What I did want to ask you was, were you actually, you must have been, and were you surprised at the reaction at the level of just sheer awe and, you know, actually, you know, how successful it was?
You don't know when you're in the middle of something. None of us did, neither Bill, John, myself, or any of us involved really could have anticipated. We all knew the work was good, the original 7 minutes and then the show, but you can't tell, because everything is in a context and the context is your audience. And when the fourth wall is down, you cannot judge how anyone's going to respond to a book or a piece of music or a piece of theatre. You know in your heart that you've done the best you can and you've delivered the best you can and you're comfortable with that, but then you put it out there and it takes on a life of its own. And, you know, I've been asked, you know, so you took it around the world. And I said, no, actually, I didn't take it. It took me.
Yeah.
It took off.
And the transition from the 7 minutes of the Eurovision interval to the show that toured the world, there must have been a huge amount around that, was there?
That was the most interesting and the most fantastic and the most frightening period, because it all happened within a period of about 9 months. Bill wrote the entire score in less than 7 months, which is unheard of.
Right.
It was all put together and cast because we'd won the Eurovision. And the Eurovision date was May the following year. I knew that if we didn't produce the full show prior to the next Eurovision, we'd lost our moment.
Yeah.
So we went in February. So we only started really working on it in the July. So, I mean, like, it was seat of the pants stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you would never advise anyone to do it, to work
like
that, to take that risk, anything. But there was just a moment in time, and it kind of swept us all up.
Yeah, I know. And the sheer physicality of employing all those people, working in all these different markets.
Yeah. Well, that sort of, once we got the show up, then the promoters came. Promoters are an unusual breed of individual. In fact, I've never met one female promoter, so if anyone wants to break the mold, go ahead. Most of them, well, the ones I've worked with are male. So they go around the world like prowling to find out who's... The only thing they look at, they don't look at what's on stage, they just look at the box office. And if your box office is good, they find you, no matter where in the world you are. And they look at your product, and then they take it around the world.
So they do the rest, effectively. Yeah. Just one of the, I suppose, the byproducts of that success, Moya, was that you say you never really wanted a profile and you got one with Riverdance. And I think you've also said that it overcomplicated your life. In other words, there was a slight downside, maybe personally, to the success of it.
Who knows? Yeah. It's been a fantastic journey. It's been an amazing journey. What would my life story have been had it not happened? I don't know. There couldn't be a downside because it is my experience. And with anyone's experience, there are ups and downs, no matter how joyous or how successful.
But I like, you were, I think you were 35 years of age when it happened. You'd two young kids, so
that was difficult.
It came at a particular time.
Yes, but that was difficult, and that is why I have the utmost regard for parents who have young children who are managing careers and all sorts of things. It's not easy, and there weren't many support systems there. There aren't now either, actually, for child raising. I was just fortunate. We had a lovely elderly couple who are neighbours and friends in Howth, and they took over, and I could ring Doreen at 9 o'clock in the evening and say, Doreen, I won't be home till 1 o'clock because I'm caught, and she took over. I think, did I miss out? My boys say they never remember a time I wasn't there for them, which is nice, but I don't know.
Great, okay. The other productions that, I suppose, spun out of that, there's been all different things you've been involved in. Do you still really, really crave to do, and what's your view on the whole thing now in terms of your art and your craft?
The world has changed so profoundly. In such a short space of time, in every way, technologically, socially, in every way. I mean, I think that the recent referendum vote was an extraordinary turning point, having been around very much in the early 80s when we had the previous one. And I thought, for the first time, it's wonderful that actually something is being done for women rather than to them. Mm. And I thought that was just really, opened out my sort of understanding of the future for people, and the future looks good, which is great. I mean, on the entertainment industry, like the media and communication industry, is changing so dramatically. I mean, it is like in the Jarre Lanier book, The Dawn of the New Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, we do not know the future of futures. We do not know the jobs that will be out there. I don't know that Riverdance could have grown out of this current environment. It grew out of an environment prior to social media, prior to the interweb. We had faxes, actually, at the time. We barely had mobile phones. I mean, it sounds like, the age of the dinosaur compared to now. I'm really interested in what happens in the future. And I think our models in so many ways are outdated. But I think those who are in colleges like this and other colleges will come out and just leapfrog over all of us, because you'll see the future.